Chicago is one of the largest cities in the United States, and it is also known as the second city. And that means that it's the second largest city after New York, or, well, the second city in relationship to New York because it's very similar and yet still different. Chicago is in the Midwest, so it's up north, and it's very cold there all year round. Snow starts in October and stops in early June. So it gets very, very, very cold. Going to Chicago is a great experience. You can see all the skyscrapers, and the architecture is very beautiful. It is very famous for having a very particular type of architecture, much more classic and more beautiful architecture than, for example, New York City. Going on the boat tour is something that I think is very important if you are visiting Chicago. They give you a very good tour of the city as well as its architecture and its history. It's a very historical city. And one of the most important aspects of its history was the Great Fire, which burnt down the original traditional Chicago, and allowed it to be rebuilt in a more modern sense with higher skyscrapers and just more buildings in general. Chicago is a very, very widespread city, as opposed to New York, which is pretty much confined to the island of Manhattan. So in Chicago, even though there is public transportation, it's much easier to get around with a car because there are a lot of highways inside the city and a lot of very wide streets. Another great tourist attraction in Chicago is the Bean, which is a form of modern art, and it's basically an enormous metal bean, where you can see the reflection of the entire skyline of Chicago. And of course, you can also see your reflection. And if you go inside the bean, you can see yourself 16 times if you look up.